back when the kids were younger, people would oftentimes ask my wife, how do you keep track of everybody? How do you supervise them? How do you know what's going on in the other room? Well, we had security cameras. Security cameras in each room. There was a console, main console in the kitchen. My wife would sit at the console. And you know how you do that at hotels at night, and they've got the cameras in the parking lot, and they got the cameras in the lobby, and they got the cameras in the laundry room, and they got the cameras in the ice and vending machine. And you can see at any given time 8 or 10 different places, and they keep scanning. Well, we had those until the kids got a little older and they learned how to put duct tape over the lenses, or they shot them out with BB guns. And those didn't work all that well. So there was a period of time where we really didn't know what was going on in the far corners of our house. But that was all cured. I have got something far, far better than security cameras. As a matter of fact, I think hotels could use this. An 8-year-old girl. 8-year-old girls are better than security cameras because they can move all over the place. They will let you know anything. And they are acutely aware of what any sibling does at any time that might be even remotely inappropriate. An 8-year-old girl will walk in to her mother or father. excuse me, mother. I have some information that you might want. Concerns a boy whose name begins with J. Aren't you glad you have me, mother? Now, 8-year-old girls... My wife has a nickname for my 8-year-old daughter. She calls her Tatalia because her conscience is so exquisitely well-formed. Truly, truly, this conscience is as solid as you're going to get for any 8-year-old walking the face of the earth regarding her brothers and sisters. She is quite clear. She knows exactly what is right and what is wrong for them. Extrapolating it to herself, she's a little weaker. She's a little shakier. She's not as clear on what she might be doing wrong. But if one of them does it, she's better than any security camera ever devised. Now, it so happens that I have an 11-year-old daughter. Now, my other daughters are older. They're pretty much out of the tattling stages and into the stage of scrutinizing my every move and my every bit of fashion and my every bit of burping. And they will not pull my finger anymore, but the boys still will. So, given that, I've decided to go to Holiday Inn. Yep, they've got a lot of hotels. And I will offer, of course, they'll pay for this, for a security system that monitors every place much better, much more quickly, much more, I was going to say succinctly, but no, that's not true, than the security system they have in place. If any resident, any overnight guest in that facility does anything remotely incorrect, of course, the problem comes in determining what is incorrect. That's what's incorrect in Lizzie's eyes. It will immediately come to the attention of the proper people. It will be voice delivered, automatic, within seconds. And furthermore, now this is something that the cameras can't do. It will come delivered with possible recommendations on how you should handle it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mom, do you think you should let him do that? I remember once when I did that, you put me straight in the corner. Don't you think that's a good place for him, Mother? Yes. Yes, there are recommendations that will come with all reports. This is something the hotels have not looked into, but but I think it's critical. Hire yourself an 8-year-old girl for security. Nobody anywhere will get away with anything whatsoever at all.